It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items that are influencing the markets here on KTIC. And Roy, let's just get a crop progress report from your neck of the woods. First of all, had a nice rain earlier in the week, huh?
Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, we had about 1.25 inches of rain, and so we don't see any tractors in the field around here today. It's been kind of cool and calm, and stuff isn't drying very fast, but there was an awful lot of beans put in the last 3 or 4 days before that rain, so there isn't anybody complaining about it for sure.
So how far did you and your neighbors get before that rain came, Roy?
Well, I'm going to say 95% of the corn was planted and probably 50% of the beans. There were just an awful lot of bean planters going in the field there Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning until it started raining.
Let's talk a little bit about the markets here and a nice uptick in the futures, and that translated into a higher cash prices around the region yesterday. Talk a little bit about what's going on in the markets, Roy.
Well, we did have higher futures prices yesterday, and you know, something that's kind of interesting, I guess we saw a little bit of slippage in the basis, at least on corn, there the first couple of days of this week, but the futures held together, and of course we had a nice run on soybeans yesterday. So all in all, you know, it would be better if the future, if the basis could have narrowed too, but we didn't slip just too awful much, and so we've got cash beans in the $11 area now in eastern Nebraska, and corn not quite to $4 in most places, but still getting pretty close.
What's your opinion as you talk to different people about the amount of soybeans that they have to market? Are there still some beans that that growers have control of yet?
You know, I don't hear just an awful lot of talk about people having beans. There's an awful lot of corn still in commercial storage and farm storage both, but I think by and large most of the beans have been moved. And of course, that, you know, one of the requirements to have cash bean prices go up is for farmers not to own any. And, you know, I think that's part of what's happening in the markets now. We see pretty good demand for the old crop cash beans and not a lot of them to sell. And the new crop beans, farmers are probably, you know, kind of setting on them, maybe selling a few, but haven't sold in any big way. And so the market is kind of discounted that, anticipating that there's going to be some farmer sales there.
Now, taking a look at this last week now from where we were a week ago, Roy, are we looking at a good spot maybe to make some new crop sales and some forward contracting?
Well, this is the time of the year when we normally recommend exactly what you're talking about, forward contracting or hedge to arrive or futures, whatever your preference is. Options are still a little expensive to be using options, but that would be a possibility if you want to do it. Normally we look at the middle of May as the kind of the cutoff date for the spring rally, and sometimes it ends before that and sometimes it ends after that. So I guess the thinking is that if you haven't got any sales made yet, this is an ideal time to do it. If you've got some sold, you maybe want to just space those sales out and not overload any one particular time, but get whatever percentage of the crop that's, especially on soybeans, whatever percentage of the crop you're going to go to the elevator with at harvest, get them priced now.
You know, we had a couple of reports out earlier from USDA, and, you know, not to rehash old numbers, but I just find it somewhat interesting. Foreign soybean production, particularly in South America, they keep cutting that production number, don't they?
Well, they just had probably the worst production year in 50 years down there, and we're right at the end of the harvest there, and the number just keeps getting lower. And because the interesting thing about that is that back in December, you know, the USDA was projecting a 200 million bushel carryover, and every report we've had since then, the carryover has been less. And this last report, it was 130 million. Well, about 100 million is as low as you can go and still keep the facilities operating. And so we're just getting very close to a situation where we can't go any lower. And so, you know, you have to wonder, why didn't USDA know this back in December? You know, why did we have to go through that ringer of the extremely low prices we had in December and then again in March, but that's kind of the way these bull markets work. They never, you never jump onto them all at once. They just kind of gradually sneak up on you.
And over on the corn, I was somewhat surprised that they raised both the ethanol demand and the foreign demand as well, the export demand numbers for corn.
Well, that is surprising, the ethanol especially, because we to make ethanol competitive, we've got to have the inexpensive gasoline, and so that's a little bit of a surprise. Now, the foreign demand is the other side of that is that that's all based on the strength of the dollar, and of course the lower the dollar goes, the more competitive we are. The higher the dollar goes, the less competitive we are, and so, you know, that foreign demand fluctuates proportional to the currencies.
All right, let's try and wrap things up here this morning, Roy. Any final thoughts, things that we should be keeping our eyes on here in the short term and nearby?
Well, just you know, get your planning done. That's the thing to focus on now, and you know, we'll make those sales in an orderly manner and don't get crazy one way or the other on it.
Very good. There are several ways producers can get more information from you, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Hey, thanks much for the information. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC, along with Roy, Chad Moyer reporting.